I enjoy this time of year, in particular because we get a chance to hear the end of the Torah and the beginning of the Torah on the same day. And so on this week, I like to think about the lessons that are juxtaposed in each parasha. And what we find at the end of the Torah and at the beginning of the Torah is really interesting. You see, at the end of the Torah, we see God showing Moshe the land of Israel, its majesty and wonder, its beauty. And then what does God say? You can't go there. And then at the beginning of the Torah, we see God showing Adam the beauty and the majesty and the wonder of the Garden of Eden. And what does God say? You can't eat from that tree of knowledge. So at the end of the Torah, we see a no. And at the beginning of the Torah, we see a no. And I can't help but wonder why. Why at the end of the Torah and at the beginning of the Torah do we see this system of restriction? And in trying to find an answer, I came across a story that I think reveals a deeper lesson for all of us. There was a rabbi in Eastern Europe who was considered one of the poorest of the land. His children were often hungry, holes in their clothes, and he prayed and wished that his life would be different. And finally, he heard that he was being considered as one of the greatest rabbis in the schools in Lithuania. And he thought, finally, here's my chance. I'm being elected to the top of the rabbis. Finally, my children, their stomachs will be filled, and I'll achieve the dreams I've always wished. Well, soon he heard that someone else had been chosen for the position, and his hopes were diminished. And so he thought and thought and realized this rejection actually comes at the perfect time. I've been contemplating for years to take my children to America, and now with this rejection, the possibilities right before me. And so he took his children, he took his family to America, where he found new wealth, new hopes and possibility and freedom. But it took that no. It took that rejection. It took that restriction to make him realize that there's another blessing, another possibility before him. And I think that's a hard lesson for us to hear. That often no can be the greatest affirmation of life. The Mayo Clinic of Medical Research says that most people think when you hear no for the first time, that the person extending that restriction is a selfish person. Or when you say no, you internally feel just a little bit bad about yourself because you were hoping to say yes, but no is a perfectly acceptable answer. In fact, the clinic says it's often a healthier choice to make. Because what does saying no let us do? Saying no often lets us uphold existing obligations. Saying no often lets us decide what's truly important in our lives. The Torah, showing us a restriction at the end and at the beginning, allows us to realize that we are supposed to protect our boundaries, our physical space, our limited time, our ideas, and our principles. And so this juxtaposition of no at the beginning and at the end comes with an unexpected challenge. I'll ask all of you on this Shabbat, as we begin our Torah reading cycle, our year, When will you choose to say yes? And perhaps a healthier question to ask, when will you say no? Shabbat Shalom.